were there other people on the block also doing what you were doing?
There weren't. It was mainly owner-occupied and older houses, but folks that were older and were not really, they just were living in their house as it is. I did become the street fix-it man at some point, where if there was the old windows had the weights and cords, the ropes in them, and when one of those would break, I would get a knock on my door and I would go over and do that. Or, you know, the plumbing, I was the emergency plumbing repair person if there was a clogged drain or whatever.
So there's gotta be a knock on the door story in the middle of the night where you went and helped a neighbor fix something.
They were pretty respectful of my time and boundaries. Okay. Yeah, they were pretty good as far as that goes. That it was pretty much on a weekend afternoon or something like that. And it was always like, could you come over and look at that?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good street. When I would go to work, I had an outdoor kitty cat, a mama cat that was kind of like the neighborhood pet. So these ladies that were probably in their 70s and 80s took care, kind of adopted this kitty cat, and they would walk all the way up to Kroger, not too far, but four or five blocks, and buy her cat food and then take care of her. And then so during the daytime, the mama cat was their kitty cat. And then when I came home at night, she would jump to the next porch over and get some different kind of cuisine, for the evening. So it was kind of like a timeshare kitty cat